In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The law must be kept. If we believe that the law is God's word, and we believe that God's word cannot change, then that word must be kept. The law of God, then, must also be kept. It applies to you even today. But it cannot be changed by you. You are to be changed by it, to conform to it, to follow it. This is God's will for your life. The law is holy because a holy God has given it to you. It doesn't need to be updated to the 21st century or interpreted by modern Americans. It needs to be read, reread, and then followed, because this law is good. A good God has given it to you, so you may know what is good and right and what is not. You are not free to do whatever you want, but the law restricts you out of love, so that you don't bring destruction upon yourself. When you break the law, you fail to love, for love is the summary of the law. For love to flourish, the law must be kept. For love to flourish in your life and among you, the law must be kept and followed. Every time you step outside of God's law, you are stepping outside of love. Society may applaud. Many churches may also applaud. They may call this love. But tears roll down God's cheeks, for his law cannot be changed. If only they knew what their actions brought. Then again, he has told them rather clearly in his word: wrath, destruction, punishment, and death. So the law must be kept. No excuses. No exceptions. And no second chances either. The Pharisees understood that, so they dedicated themselves to their religion. Day and night, they trained themselves by the word of God. They memorized scripture. They knew it far better than you and I know it. They were consumed with keeping the law of God. Each and every day was meticulously structured so they would not transgress the law of God. And Jesus says, you are to far surpass them. Then he explains how. For the Pharisees focused only on the outward actions. But Jesus says the law doesn't apply only to one part of your body, but it applies to all of you. To every part of your body, your feet, your hands, your eyes, your tongue, your mind, your soul. It applies to all that you are. So the command, do not murder, applies to your hands and to your lips and to your eyes and to your heart and to your mind. And this is true of all the other commandments as well. A demeaning word, calling someone a fool, brings the same hellfire that actually murdering someone does. And it doesn't really matter if you say you're sorry or if you feel sorry, does it? Because the law was still broken and you still are not perfect. So feeling bad for what you have done doesn't make you righteous. The law must be kept, or else destruction, wrath, punishment, and judgment will come. So if you want to know what kind of Christian you are, then do not consider how well you love your family and friends. For even the unbelievers do that. Rather, consider how well you love your enemies. And not just your country's enemies, but your cheating ex, your arrogant boss, your annoying, complaining neighbor, those who hurt your children and made their lives completely miserable. You are to love them with all that you are, perfectly at all times. And if you have not, then you have broken God's law. So where is your righteousness? Where is your godliness? You do not even come close to surpassing the Pharisees. And neither do I. So we cannot be declared righteous by observing the law. Our works don't matter. You love God, you say, but your love is not good enough. You really should love God 1,000 times more than you currently do. You abound in good works, you say. And yes, you have many examples of the good, godly works that he desires for your life. But not one of them is perfect either. Outwardly, they may be spectacular, but because you are a sinner, sin stains every single one of them. You may not see it, but God does. So you fall far short of the glory of God. So a sinner cannot be righteous. That is, you cannot be righteous by what you do. For everything that you do falls far short. It is never enough. Never. You need God's forgiveness. But forgiveness is far more than God simply taking away your sins. It is certainly that, but it's far more than that. For if God only took away your sins, then forgiveness would be like a second chance. For the law still must be kept. And if God gave you a second or third chance to keep the law, you still could not do it. And so God sent his son, not as a grown man to die, but as a baby, to live, to grow, and to die. He was born under the law so that to redeem those under the law. From the moment his life began as a tiny one-cell embryo in the womb of the Virgin, he stood in your place to fulfill what you have broken and to be holy where you have failed. A holy baby, a perfect child, an obedient teen, an innocent young adult, a righteous man, never did he transgress the law. The law must be kept. And so from the moment of his life began to the moment he died, he kept that law perfectly. And he did it for you. And then he dragged your sins to that cross to do away with them once and for all. So God's forgiveness has this immovable foundation, the life of Christ and the blood of Christ. So forgiveness not only takes away your sins, but God's forgiveness actually bestows on you Christ's righteousness as well. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have now clothed yourselves with Christ. Draped with his righteous garments, you are perfect because Christ is perfect. The law has been fulfilled by you because you are in Christ. You have kept it in Christ. For he did not come to abolish the law and to do away with it, but he came to fulfill the law in your place, so that God might view you as ones who have kept that law completely, from the moment your life began in your mother's womb to the moment you die. Because Christ has kept that law perfectly for you and freely gives it to you. So live boldly and confidently. Live as free children of God. But do not use your freedom as a cover-up for sin. For Christ has not redeemed you so that you can continue to indulge in sin and simply do whatever you want. He has redeemed you so love may flourish in your life. He hasn't removed the law, but he has removed the curse of the law, the anger and wrath of God. He has removed the destruction and punishment the law brings, so that you may live in love and would never have to fear any destruction hanging over your head. You are free from that curse, once and for all. Beloved children of God, let us not love outwardly only as the Pharisees did, but let us love with all that we are. And when you have excelled in every good and perfect work, lay your head down at the end of the day and simply say, Lord God, I am your unworthy servant. I have only done my duty. For your righteousness is not found in the law. You are not pleasing and acceptable to God because you finally got it right. For your love is never enough. Never enough. But Christ is enough. He and only he is the reason that you are acceptable to God. Christ is the reason God forgives you and loves you and calls you his own. He declares you innocent, and he is pleased with all of you, all that you do. So because of Christ, God loves you and will bring you safely to his heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.